Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when the whole mask mandate debacle came out and people were wearing underwear on their faces and bandanas and all that, I told you guys I was very mixed. And I agreed with what Dr. Fauci originally said about masks, where they're probably not going to protect you to the degree you need from the virus, but it will provide a barrier. But I added to that that there's a process with the masks. One, they need to be fitted correctly. Two, they need to be a better mask, like an N95 respirator. But three, the masks need to be changed out. And they aren't supposed to be worn all day. So prior to COVID, I wore masks. My patients will tell you, I would come in with a mask. Not because I was afraid of them, but because I feared that during flu season or whatever, somebody in another room could have had tuberculosis or flu, breathed on me, and then I inhale it, come into the next room, and then exhale it onto them. So I figured, maybe my mask will provide a barrier. So I was a big fan of masks. But the difference is, before 2020, I would take the mask off in between patients. I would throw the mask out. When you wear it and you speak, and the moisture from your exhale gets on the mask, it makes it null and void. A wet mask is a contaminated mask. It doesn't filter anymore. You got to throw the sucker out. So I would be going through a lot of masks. Masks were cheaper then. But in between patients, I could change out the mask, or I could take it off, or I could breathe. And so when a physician or a nurse wore a mask, they weren't in it all the time. In fact, you were trained to, as soon as you're done with that patient, take it off, throw it out, but take off the mask. When COVID hit and mask mandates came out, all of a sudden, health officials and public officials were saying, you need to wear that on your face all 8 hours. And I'm like, but it's dirty. Why are you wearing something that's dirty and probably not effective after an hour or even 5 or 10 minutes? And there were individuals wearing the same mask all day, day after day, week after week. I still have masks in one of my purses from 2 years ago. Okay? Throw that stuff out. Well, one concern is, you know, we had face acne called maskne. We had, people with anxiety, autistic kids not handling it well, people on planes not feeling like they could breathe. Well, we have a study now that says some of us got too much carbon dioxide, and that this carbon dioxide toxicity could have led to cognitive impairment in kids, could have led to birth defects and stillborns. Well, I mean, is anybody going to learn from this? We doctors were saying you're not supposed to be wearing a mask all day long. So the study was published in Cell Press, Helion, and it had said that the pocket of carbon monoxide in the buildup was toxic. I think these were German researchers. Dr. Kieselinski et al. Reviewed this research, and they looked at the levels of carbon dioxide that were trapped within facial masks and N95 respirators. And they found that the effects range from anxiety and memory loss to cognitive deficits to in those that were born during the pandemic because their mom was wearing the mask the whole time, to DNA damage, oxidative stress, to birth defects, and stillbirths. So this study had said that wearing masks more than 5 minutes bears a possible chronic exposure of carbon dioxide of 1.41% to 3.2% of inhaled air. Although the buildup is usually within the short-term exposure limits, long-term exceedances and consequences must be considered due to experimental data. Now, the U.S. Navy toxicity experts set that limit on submarines for female crew at 0.8% because they want to limit stillbirths. Just 5 minutes of a mask already triple, almost quadrupled that amount. Mammals who were chronically exposed to 0.3% carbon dioxide in the experimental data demonstrated a teratogenicity with irreversible neuron damage in their offspring, reduced spatial learning caused by brainstem neuron apoptosis, and reduced circulating levels of the insulin-like growth factor 1. With significant impact on three readout parameters, this chronic 0.3% carbon dioxide exposure has to be defined as being toxic. They go in and they talk more about anxiety, memory, neuron destruction in the brain, testicular toxicity in adolescents. Okay, these teens don't need anything happening to their testicles. That is going to be an interesting study to look at fertility later, even though we have a lot of hormones in our food, which I think is also going to affect our fertility. But they could easily do a test where they look at sperm in these kids that had to wear masks at school all day long. Okay, we're not supposed to be around our carbon dioxide. I had spoken about this early on because I think nurses had done a study, or they had done a study on nurses, on those who had to wear their mask all day because they were always with patients and they couldn't get enough breaks. And it showed that it affected them adversely. So I'm a fan of us having N95 respirators at our fingertips if bird flu comes our way, a nasty COVID strain comes our way. For those of us that want to protect yourselves, we should have access to this. But we have to remind people, you need to take them off. You need to get away from the exposure and get rid of that carbon dioxide. Now, some of you may say, but I didn't feel it. I still breathed okay. I kept opening up my mask. When I felt like it was, you could tell, and I just would keep opening up my mask. On a plane, I would wear the mask, but I would try to breathe by getting some air under the mask. It was ridiculous. You're not supposed to wear these things long term. They were never designed to be worn long term. I said that, but oh, that's misinformation. Everybody should be in a mask. For how long? And a dirty mask? Come on. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I don't think we have the final flu number cases, but people are kind of interested in, you know, what happened this flu season. Well, we did have flu. Flu did make a comeback. We expected it to. We predicted it to. I didn't think it was going to be as bad as previous seasons because flu and COVID compete. And when people ask, how do they compete? Can't you be sick with both of them at the same time? You can. You can be sick with both of them at the same time. But how it works is when you have respiratory cells, right, a virus latches on, gets into that cell, tells that cell to make more of its cells, and then it lyses. Opens up. Now you have all these little baby viruses floating around. They need to find new cells. They jump on those cells, and then they make more virus from them. And then they make their little babies. So if you have a COVID virus that already got into the human, and now here comes, you know, flu virus, If those cells are already making COVID viruses, flu has a harder time finding a cell. It's like musical chairs. Now, sometimes flu can find the cell. But if COVID is already making its way and, you know, making the rounds, people might be more inclined to then have a COVID infection instead of a flu infection. So we didn't expect flu. I didn't expect flu to be as bad. I did expect people to have the flu. I did expect flu to make a comeback because, you know, we stopped the masks and we flu had nothing better to do but to outsmart us. I got the flu vaccine just because I hate getting the flu. Also, the flu still scares me. You know, flu can kill, and how the flu can kill is not so much particularly the flu virus, but the pneumonia it causes, the lung infection it causes, the heart disease, stroke. For years, I've been telling you that flu could put you at risk for heart disease. Another study that is was presented at the European Congress of Clinical Microbiology and Infectious Diseases in Denmark looked at results as medical death records. And of 26,000 cases of flu between the years 2008 and 2019, 401 people experienced at least one heart attack within a year of being diagnosed with flu. People had a 6.16 times higher likelihood of having a heart attack in the week after getting flu compared to the year before or after. When excluding the deaths that occurred outside the hospital, the increased risk was 2.42 times instead of 6.16. They think because most flu testing in the Netherlands is performed in the hospital, so patients are more likely to have severe illness. So another study back in 2018, which we spoke about, looked at how participants were six times more likely to have a heart attack in the week after their diagnosis of flu. Why? Because of inflammation. Inflammation messes with the heart. The heart doesn't like the body inflamed or itself inflamed. And so heart attacks coming with influenza is not anything, I mean, it's not that common, but it's not unknown. It happens. And some of the most dangerous time for a person is when they have the flu. So when, when somebody calls up saying, oh, yeah, I have, you know, COVID or flu-like illness, I always ask if you have chest pain or trouble breathing. And if you have chest pain or trouble breathing, you have got to go to the hospital or urgent care to be examined and made sure you don't have a heart attack or pneumonia. So, you know, as we move forward with COVID, and I'm hoping to move on from COVID, but we have to move forward with it, we've had many individuals be like, you know what, this was worse than flu, so I don't care about the flu anymore. And I'm a little nervous because if people are going to blow off the flu vaccine, we could have an uptick in heart disease, uptick in pneumonia. You know, the debacle of the way we did mandates, we should have never mandated the COVID shot, has now turned millions of Americans anti-all vaccines. You know, one of the headlines last week was how a lot of schooled children aren't getting their vaccines. Many kids globally didn't get their pediatric vaccines. Doctors were closed. Nurses weren't coming back to work. You need to, you know, even though I could give the vaccines myself, you know, for a robust vaccination rollout, you need staff. Fewer doctors, lockdown, staff, and parents. Parents are looking at it as, you know, I don't think I want anything more injected into the body, which is why we have to be really, really careful with what we mandate. New vaccines, even though mRNA technology is older, somebody knows somebody who gets a bad reaction to that, they're going to start to second guess these other vaccines that have been around for years. I'm nervous about that. And now with, you know, parents pulling their kids out of school because of a lot of the curriculum changes, many parents are like, well, good, now I don't have to vaccinate my kid. So I'm seeing more and more unvaccinated children. And I'm seeing more and more adults who did not get the flu shot this year. Now, interestingly, we ran out of Tamiflu. We had a Tamiflu shortage, and we had to go into the national stockpile. Why? Well, because people took a COVID test at home when they were sick. Their COVID test said they were negative. So they called up saying, I have the flu, give me Tamiflu. and the doctor online, some of them should have questioned it and said, you know what, get swabbed first. But many doctors online said, here it is. Just take the Tamiflu. So by the time December came around, we were in short supply. And I had another patient today, tested negative for COVID last week, decided to retest again yesterday, finally was positive. So a negative COVID test means jack diddly squat. That doesn't mean you have flu. So, you know, we had a flu season, not the heaviest flu season, but again, I don't have the numbers. But we ran out of Tamiflu before we were in the peak of flu season. We need to rethink things. We need to just do it differently. And we also need to see how nature plays out. You know, this H5N1 virus might be waiting for the right place at the right time. We were told that there's only 4 mutations left that it needs to be able to do before it can go from human to human. Okay, well, that's pretty close. Have you guys ever watched those movies where somebody's trying to break into a vault? Or maybe it was War Games. I don't know. You always see these movies where you see the timer or you see the password, like, okay, the computer got one. Okay, now they got another one. There are only 5 more, and they're going to crack the code, or they're going to, you know, and they'll be able to, you know, shoot off the nukes. Well, that's kind of the way this is happening. You know, the virus is going to mutate almost every time it interacts with cells and replicates. And the probability of it getting those 4 it needs gets higher the more that virus has a chance to move around. And if you have a patient who is a little bit distracted with COVID or flu, and H5N1 figures out how to outcompete both of those, it will. Remember, all viruses have to do is just live. They spend 24/7 figuring out how to compete with other viruses to get to the host to live. You and I might be thinking about what tie we're going to wear or what sandals we're going to wear tomorrow. We might be looking at what sales are on Amazon. All that virus is trying to do is figure out how to outsmart the other ones. And I do think H5N1 is going to figure out how to do that. So we're going to have to make sure our vaccine, either our flu vaccine includes H5N1 or we have a separate bird flu vaccine. We also have to come clean with the American public about, you know, where we went wrong with the COVID mandates and where, how we need to move forward. And Americans aren't stupid. Many of us know, you know, that, look, okay, they bought a lot of vaccine. They had to sell it. The vaccine was going to deteriorate or expire. Right? They needed people to get it. They came up with mandates. We're not dumb. You know, did it protect people? Yeah, I think it did protect people. Did it hurt some people? Absolutely. There were risks. So just come clean about that and say, look, now we did the best we could. We were scared. You know, people were dying from it. You know, we love the fact that we now have vaccines, if you want. But we did wrong forcing people by assuming that if they got the vaccine, they wouldn't have COVID or give COVID. We cost people their jobs. We lost people in the military. We lost people who worked in the hospital. We lost a lot of good people for firing them by not allowing their natural immunity to validate their immune status. And we were wrong. Moving forward, we're going to have vaccines, and we're going to tell you guys and recommend when we think you should get it, but we're not going to force it. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Two big stories today about the people who bring you news and opinion on the two biggest cable networks. The latest story at CNN.
Don Lemon and CNN have parted ways. This is according to a memo that was sent out to CNN employees.
CNN's Oliver Darcy broke the news on his own network. Lemon had already tweeted that he had been fired and that nobody from CNN told him so to his face. The news of Lemon's departure comes about an hour or so after Fox News announced that it's parted ways with the highest-rated personality in all of cable news, Tucker Carlson. The former suburban Minneapolis police officer who shot and killed a man when she mistook her gun for her taser is out of prison. Kim Potter serves 16 months of a two-year sentence. A new kind of COVID called Arcturus is popping up. The World Health Organization says it's behind a new wave of sickness that is usually mild. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of our listeners wrote saying his wife isn't happy. He knows his wife isn't happy. When he asks her about it, she goes, I'm fine. Of course I'm happy. But he doesn't think she's happy. What does he do? Well, that's a lot of us have spouses that just don't look happy. Right? Yeah. Come home to see my husband. I'm like, hey, it's a guy. Like, all right, well, give me some space. You know, is it me? No. Sure, you want to talk about it? No. Okay, fine, whatever. We are going to have our good days and our bad days. It does happen. But, you know, if you have a spouse that's unhappy, it's going to make you unhappy. Unhappiness is toxic. Sadness spreads. Spreads like a cancer. So you do have to figure it out. Now, you know, you lose somebody, somebody loses a loved one, you be there for support, you do the best you can. But if there's not an actual trigger and just somebody looks unhappy, you want to get them to communicate about it. If they don't, get a professional, get a medical professional or, you know, a psychologist to help them. And if they seem to not want to do that, you could say, well, I don't have to be there. Just you go. But I want you happy. When you're married to somebody who's unhappy, the first thing that's going to come to your mind is, are they cheating? Are they unhappy because they're not fulfilled? They're not happy in your relationship. They're not happy in their job. They have another relationship that's falling apart. You, what is it? Is it that, you know, they see their friends have something that they don't have? You know, their friends are all going on vacation this summer and you guys don't have the money to do that. So, you know, you're going to do a couple backyard barbecues. See, me, I'm happy with a backyard barbecue. I don't have to go away. I get really tired. I'm not a good traveler. I like to travel, you know, but I don't have to travel. Now, I could be happy anywhere. And you have some individuals that just, there's just one thing after another that puts them down. And earlier I opened the show talking about religion and how religion can help. And this is a fascinating study. There was a study looking at what makes Americans happy. And they said those who tend to be older, those who believe in God, women seem to be happier than others. It didn't matter if you were Republican or Democrat. Didn't matter if you were rich or poor. This research comes from a new Wall Street Journal NORC poll. And it follows other research that shows that the happiest people are those who have community, marriage, personal ties, strong ties with others. Now, this was a survey of 1,000 adults. They found that 56% of Americans rated themselves as pretty happy. 30% selected the, you know, glummest option of not too happy. There were 12% of people who were very happy. To start with, they said women were broadly happier than men. Those over 60 were happier than younger adults. Isn't that interesting? You would think that your happiest time was when you were, younger. For me, I was always happy. I mean, you know, I struggled a lot, you know, trying to support myself and school and, you know, bad relationships. But I never remember, you know, a time where I think this was my happiest year. And here I am now, middle-aged, and I'm loving life. You know, do I like where the country's going? Do I like, you know, what's happening in politics? I'm not going to let that mess with my mood. So that's probably why the politics weren't as important, because people who are happy, they care about politics, but they're not going to let politics rain on their parade. Same thing with people who are depressed. You know, individuals who are depressed, their family members are like, oh, but you're not going to believe this. Guess who won the election? They're depressed. They don't care about the election. So, you know, it all depends what you're happy about or depressed about. But interestingly, strong relationships were a part of it, and spirituality. Two-thirds said that they are very or moderately religious, compared to less than half of adults overall. And I talked about this, and I understand. I'm not asking everybody to get a religion. You know, if you're not religious, you're not spiritual, that's fine. That's your choice. But I've noticed that those people that do have religion do better. And maybe it's because they have that community. They have people that, everybody I meet at church or temple are so sweet. And they want to be there for you, and they're there, and they, you know, in the Jewish religion, when somebody dies, everybody comes over to your house with food. Now, I remember telling my husband, you know, I don't want that. You know, if anybody in the family dies, I don't want anybody over. I don't want to be around people. That's not what the religion, you're supposed to be around others. And you're around others because it helps you cope. They don't want you alone. Because you're going to have a heart attack. You can, you know, get that, broken heart syndrome. You could be suicidal. They, you know, one thing about just like wakes and other religions, you have coming togethers, even the funeral, where people will help you overcome that grief. And you need community. You need people who care about you and want to be there. And I've just, you know, never met a person of the clergy I didn't like. They're They're so easy to talk to. They're so, you know. So I see Santa Claus. I fill with joy. I love meeting Santa. Even the fake ones. Yeah, I do think there's still real Santas out there. So, you know, and, you know, marriage. Two-thirds say marriage is important to them. Even those who aren't married. Compared to 43% of respondents overall. So it's interesting, you know, we spoke about how these Gen Zs might not be into marriage, the younger generation, that actually we're becoming more surprised. One study found more of them are spiritual than we think, and I think we're going to see more people opt for marriage. I think the pendulum's going to swing the other way because people were alone. People didn't like to be alone. People were alone during the lockdowns and post-COVID. Dating is different. Parties are different. You know, the hangouts are different. And I think individuals want to know that they're going to have a friend for life. God willing, you know, both live on to their senior years. So, you know, Robert Waldinger, a professor of psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School, said levels of happiness are linked to age. He says, as we get older, we realize that death is a real thing. Rather than making us depressed, it makes us put a priority on well-being. They say women may fare better in the happiness stakes because they tend to live longer than men. In his study, he looked at 724 Boston men for 80 years from 1938 and then went on to study their baby boomer children and found that relationships are more important than money and success for happiness. And it's true. I was just in Houston. Houston, Texas, amazing people. One thing about Texas is just everything is like bigger and sturdier and stronger and more robust. You know, in France, things were beautiful, but I just felt like everything was very delicate, which is beautiful in and of itself. But in Texas, just sturdy, just strong. The bridges look strong, the roads look strong, the trucks look strong, the food, it's just, I don't know, just, you know. And you know, I told Corey, my husband, I was like, you know, if we ever have to move here, you know, I could totally see us making friends. I don't think, you know, we would move here and be alone. It just looks like there's a huge sense of community. We sat down at a counter at a deli. We start talking to the people next to us. They end up being doctors and just, you know, sitting there having their eggs. And I had a salami sandwich. And I know I'm not supposed to be eating that kind of meat, but I love salami. And when you're at a deli, you're going to eat deli. Yeah, just talking to strangers and finding, you know, people are pretty cool. So, you know, yeah, money can buy happiness. Money could buy you a Lamborghini. Money could buy you a comfortable seat on a plane where you don't have to have arms and legs going numb and people falling asleep on you. Money can buy you happiness, but a lot of people's happiness comes from other sources. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a store I've loved but have rarely gone into is closing its, probably going to be shuttering all its stores, and that's Bed Bath & Beyond. Bed Bath & Beyond, I thought was one of the coolest stores. I loved all the colors, the different towels, and the bedding. It was so neat and organized. It was a really cool store. Just, I didn't buy stuff there. And a lot of people didn't. And they are going to close 50,000 stores in the next 4 years. Really? 50,000? That's a lot. So, they have filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy after years or months of warning us they were going to. It's 360 remaining stores and 120 bye-bye baby stores will remain open for now while the company is liquidating and attempting to auction off assets. They have about 30,000 employees that are going to lose their jobs. So I'm a little kind of confused about their 50,000 number. I'm not exactly sure how that adds up, because if they have 50,000 stores, they obviously have more than 30,000 employees. Anyway, shares have dropped. The shares price back in 2015 was $78. Now they're down to 20 cents. But this is something that we knew would happen. Apparently, many projections have looked at multiple stores like this, while online dominance is growing, like Amazon, Walmart. Oh, I see. Bed Bath & Beyond doesn't have the 50,000 stores. It is one of a bunch of retailers where we anticipate 50,000 stores closing by 2027. According to analyst Michael Lasser, he had told Daily Mail that the pace of store closures is set to accelerate due to the combination of a slowdown in consumer spending, a reduction in the availability of credit, and a rise in the penetration of e-commerce. So we're seeing stores being closed by Foot Locker, Best Buy, Walmart, Bed Bath & Beyond, Tuesday Morning, Bath & Body Works, Big Lots, Sears, Olympia Sports, Rite Aid, Amazon, even Amazon, CVS, Stein Mart. Many stores have Fry's Electronics from February 2021. We had a big Fry's store that was on the Las Vegas Boulevard, technically the Strip, but not where all the resorts are. And a huge warehouse. And I'm walking around that place going, how do they afford the air conditioning and the water, let alone the rent? Especially if people are just using it as a show, as a, you know, where you could practice like a dry run and test run and then buy online. And so it's sad to see these places close. And the reason why this is going to be a snowball effect is, I don't know about you guys, but in my neck of the woods, we have the tiny commercial shopping centers, and then we got the big ones. And the big ones need anchors, like Walmart, a Costco, or a Sam's Club, or a Bed Bath & Beyond. And so a lot of these, in my neck of the woods, especially out in the West, I've seen it in Rancho Cucamonga and SoCal, is where you would have these big, huge anchor stores, and then the little stores next to it. And so if Bed Bath & Beyond close, which they are, who takes that spot? You know, we're already seeing Best Buy and other places have to shutter because it's just too expensive. CVS closed 900 of its stores in November 2021. Foot Locker closed 545. Six Walmart stores closed down for good. I think all of the Portland ones have shut down. So Bed Bath & Beyond, it's beautiful, but and I have to be honest, one of the reasons why I didn't buy at Bed Bath & Beyond is the stuff was expensive. Now, maybe it wasn't, you know, Beverly Hills expensive, but when I could buy a towel at Walmart for half price, I'm going to do it. And that's what puts these other stores out of business. And you know what I also think might have hurt them? Did you guys see the movie Old School with Will Ferrell, where he's partying? And I know that movie's older. It's, what, at least 15, 20 years old, I think. So he's at a frat party, and he's with the young people, and they're trying to get him to drink. And he's like, oh, no, I can't. You know, we got a busy day tomorrow. I got to wake up early. We're going to Bed Bath & Beyond. You know, I wonder if that hurt the company. You know, because it was great that they mentioned it, and you're like, yay, Bed Bath & Beyond. It's great to, you know, get some press. But Bed Bath & Beyond, it just makes you feel like it's you're kind of ball and chain, something you have to do. It just doesn't, guy cool or bachelor party cool. Bed Bath & Beyond is a homemaking store. Nice. They have cool stuff, but the average person might be like, you know what? I'm just going to buy my toiletries online. So seeing the way consumers are spending, I like to prepare. I've been very concerned about the economy. I don't see it getting better. Biden's going to reannounce that he's going to run. We're probably going to have another Biden-Trump election. So that's going to be really interesting to see how that goes. But these big stores, even Walmart, that can undercut people closing because of crime, because things just cost too much. You know, Walmart was the first to raise their wages across the nation for their workers in anticipation of minimum wage going up. Well, that could only go so far. And if you can't afford the higher wages, you either need to fire people or close down the store. And that's probably one of the biggest sort of ironies we have, is some of the highest paid individuals in a company are the first to go. I saw that during the Great Recession, and which did not end in 2009. That recession lasted way into the teens. And nurses would tell me they got fired, veteran nurses, who were making three times more what they could pay new staff. And when you have people willing to take $7, $8 an hour jobs, why are you keeping the $21 an hour person? Well, you'd think you'd keep them because they're good, they know the system, but that's not what was happening. And many older individuals got cut for younger, energetic individuals who would make way less. We saw that in media, in TV. Many of the reporters, you would think, God, these reporters, you want to see, you know, the type of reporting like Walter Cronkite, and a lot of these companies were like, why are we spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on reporters and anchors? Some of these people will make $7-$8 an hour. They'll take it because they get to be on TV and move up. So lower wages, you know, ended up, you know, running a lot of business. But then when things got expensive, you can't live on $7 an hour. You need to be making $12-$15 an hour plus. Even that's not enough. So it's a problem. So seeing stores like this, if they close, those shopping centers struggle. If those shopping centers struggle, all those little businesses, you know, you could be a little business, but if you're next to a big business, people will see you. So you get to piggyback off of that promotion, off of their marketing, because you're right there. People have to park. They have to walk by your store to go to the big store they're going to. If that big store is gone, why would they go to that shopping center? Unless you have a business that people really want. So that's where we're at today. And it's sad because we don't want to see the way this is going. But once people realize it's easier to buy online, they could shop, they could compare prices. Now AI will find them the cheapest price, find them coupon codes to get out of a car and to go somewhere to shop. Less shootings and crime. People are like, why? It's not that fun anymore. Also, I mean, and I'm not a shopper. You know, whenever somebody comes into town going, you want to go shopping? No, I hate shopping. I can't stand walking around and finding, I don't like to shop. I hate going dress shopping. I have another wedding to go to, and I am dreading the dress shopping. Please don't make me go shopping. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.